praying about four areas that we need, that we're going to have to fight for in 2021. One, we're going to have to fight for our identities. We're going to have to fight for our peace. We're going to have to fight for our purpose and our destinies. And we're going to have to fight for our health and our well-being. And I'm going to go through these very quickly. So if you will just bow where you are or get comfortable where you are and just listen to what the voice of the Lord is saying to us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, once I'm done with praying, we'll give the benediction and then we'll open the floor for questions. Anybody have any questions and comments, we will reserve those for the end. But just, I want you to right now, just really in a sense, just touching the groove of me as we go into praying for our 2021 fight. Let us go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just bless you tonight. God, we lift you up, we magnify you, we confess that you're God and beside you there is no other. Lord, we declare our love for you today, God, because you first loved us. And we just thank you, God, that you didn't just talk about loving us. God, the word says in Romans chapter 5 that you demonstrated your love towards us. And yet while we were still sinners, you sent your son to die for us, oh Lord. And Father God, we just bless you tonight in Jesus' name, oh God. As we close out this year, 2020, God, that is truly a gift from you. It's been difficult, God. There have been some hard moments. There's been some trying times. Father God, you have been our hope throughout all generations. Ever before the mountains were formed, oh God, from everlasting to everlasting, you've been our God. And we just thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you, God, for keeping us, oh God, in your peace. Thank you for keeping us in your hands, oh God. Because regardless of what's going on to us, through us, and around us, we bless your name tonight. And we thank you that, God, Lord, that things are as well off as they are. And we just bless you even now, Lord. And as we stand on the precipice of a new year, Father God, we commit ourselves, oh Lord God, to fighting for those things which, God, you have declared that are ours. Lord, you said, oh God, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, to the casting down imaginations, oh God, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of the Most High God. Father, we know we got to fight, oh Lord God, and we have to participate in your plan for us. And although you have brought us into a broad place, although you have brought us into a place of milk and honey, although you have brought us, oh God, into bountiful blessings, even though, God, you've kept us, we understand that we have to be active and intentional participants in your plan, oh God. And if our 2021 is going to be different than 2020, Father God, we commit ourselves, oh God, to girding up our loins and lifting up our heads, oh ye gates and ye everlasting doors. And let the King of glory come in, oh God, that we may stand and be the conquerors, oh God, that you called us to be, oh God, in 2020. Father God, we pray, oh God, that for our identities, oh Lord. Father, you declare in 1 Peter 2:9 that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. You said, oh God, that we are your own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. And we just bless you tonight, oh Lord God, and we confess that we are children of the light, rescued from the power of darkness and translated into the light of the Son of your love. And you told us in your word, oh God, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in the heaven. And so, Father, we repent right now in the name of Jesus, God, for every moment that we didn't let our light shine. Father God, we repent, oh God, for every moment that we hid our light. Father, we repent, oh God, for every moment, every time, oh God, that we didn't shine forth in this dark world, God, like you called us to. You told us, oh Father God, that we are your light. We're the children of the light. And so, Lord, we in 2021, Lord God, we commit and declare that we will not run from darkness. We will not yield to darkness. We will not be in fellowship with darkness. We will not try to get along with darkness. We will not be in partnership with darkness. We won't, oh God, go along with darkness. We declare today, God, that we are children of your light and we're separated from darkness, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And so, oh God, we just ask, God, that you will continue, God, to let your light shine through us. Let us do the works that you called us to do. Let us be the people you called us to be. No matter where we are, no matter how difficult it may be, if we got to do it by ourselves, if we have to be the only ones, oh God, we are going to proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness and into his marvelous light. So in 2021, God, we commit to fighting oh God, to be who you said we are. And God, we are cities on a hill whose light cannot be hid. And we renounce every lie from the evil one in Jesus' name. And Father God, not only do we pray for our identities, but we pray for our peace tonight, oh God. Father God, you said, oh Lord God, in John chapter 14, verse number 27, you said, peace I leave with you, and peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so, Father, we come to you tonight. God, first we repent, Lord God, of our not resting in your peace. Oh, my God. Father, we repent for every moment, God, that we didn't rest in your peace, oh, God. Father God, which left us fearful, it made us nervous, it made us afraid, it made us faithless. It kept us, oh God, in a posture of uncertainty, oh God. And Lord, we know, Lord God, that that's not of you. Anything that challenges our peace can never be you, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we know that the enemy comes except not to rob, to steal, kill, and to destroy. But you came that we may have life and life more abundantly. And so, Father God, we commit tonight that we will no longer labor trying to make our own peace, oh God. Can I say that again? Lord, we will no longer labor trying to make our own peace or rest in false peace or sacrifice our peace in exchange, oh God, for getting along with others, oh God. If it don't rest well with our peace, oh God, Lord God, we pray that you'll take it away from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter who it is, how it came, oh God, if it don't bring peace, oh God, give us the faith and the courage, oh God, to separate ourselves from those things, oh God, that challenges our peace in you. And Lord, in 2021, we commit to fighting for our peace. We won't give our peace away. Lord God, we won't sacrifice our peace, oh God, for others that they may be comfortable with us. But Lord, through prayer and supplication, we trust in you, oh God. We go into 2021 trusting in you. Not that we know everything. You don't want us to know everything. You don't want us to have all the answers. You just want us to trust you, oh God. So we trust you in 2021. Keep our hearts and minds through your peace, which surpasses all understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, not only do we pray for our identities, not only do we pray for our peace, but God, we pray for our purpose and our destinies. You told us, oh God, in Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 11, you said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." You told us, oh God, in Psalm number 139, verses 16 through 17, that your eyes saw our substance being yet unformed, and in your book all of our days was written, the days fashioned for us when there were yet none of them. And then you told us in verse number 17, how precious also are your thoughts towards us, O God, and how great are the sum of them. Oh God, you created us in purpose, oh God. You created us in destiny. You created us, oh God, for a reason. We are not accidents, neither are we mistakes, oh God. And we are your creation according to your plan for us, according to your word. You said, God, before we even came forth, you knew us, oh God. You knew every day the good and the bad, the up and the down, the mountaintop and the valley, oh God. You're the God of the sunshine and the rain. You're the God of the good days and the bad days. And we come against an enemy right now in the name of Jesus, oh God, who will try to speak to us, oh God, that we have no real purpose in you, that we have no real reason in you, that our lives have no meaning, that we ain't doing nothing of any consequence, where we're not doing anything substantive. We rebuke that in the name of Jesus. For God, you created us, oh God, in purpose. And Lord, we repent, oh God, for bringing our plans to you rather than surrendering to your plans for us. Lord, I need to say that again. We repent for bringing our plans to you, asking you to bless our plans rather than adopt your plans, oh God, for our lives. Oh God, that you may bring us into a place of fulfillment and purpose. And oh God, in the name of Jesus, you said, oh God, it is you who have made us. We are the sheep of your pastor. The sheep, oh God, you're the shepherd. We're the sheep of your pastor, God. You are our shepherd, oh God. And oh God, we pray, God, that we would relinquish, oh God, that position of being shepherd And we let you shepherd us, oh God, in accordance to your destiny. And oh Lord God, we take back our God-given destinies in the name of Jesus. We rebuke every plan of the enemy. We rebuke every plan this world tries to put on us. We will not run after those things that don't matter, God. We lay down that stuff, oh God, that don't mean nothing. We, as Paul says, oh God, we count all things as dung that we may live, oh God, for the excellence of the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We count everything else, oh God, as rubbish that we may gain Christ. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, in 2021, we commit to fighting and working and striving and pursuing, oh God, our destinies of greatness that you've placed inside of us in Christ Jesus. God, every one of us on this call tonight, we're great in the kingdom of the Lord. God, you love us so much, oh God, that you died for us on a Roman cross. Oh God, and if you did all of that for us, oh God, we must be mighty important to you. But your word says, oh God, that he who spared not his own son, but gave him to us freely, how might he not with him freely give us all things? And so, Father God, we commit ourselves, oh God, to your purpose and your destiny for our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. There's no greater joy. There's no greater sense of fulfillment, oh God, than to live for the purposes of him who called us out of darkness and who died for us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, finally, not only do we pray, oh God, for our identities, not only do we pray for our peace, not only do we pray for our purpose and destiny, but we pray for our health and our well-being. You told us, oh Lord, in 3 John 1 and 2, you said, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers." And Lord, you have called us, oh God, to flourish and to increase and to prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you have called us to flourish, to increase, and to prosper. You called us blessed. Oh, hallelujah. And God, that word blessed means whole, complete, nothing missing, nothing lacking, all things in order. And so, Father God, we repent right now, oh God, for accepting less than your best for us. In our finances, in our relationships, oh God, in our health, in our overall well-being, we repent, oh God, for every moment that we've accepted less than your best for us, oh God. And Lord, we rebuke spirits that have come against us, oh God, and against our bodies and against our minds, God. We curse those spirits, oh God, that are consuming our resources, oh God, our finances and our health and our mental well-being. We come against every lying spirit tonight. We come against every depressive spirit tonight. We come against every evil spirit tonight. We come against every confusing spirit tonight. We come against every spirit of diabetes. We come against spirits of high blood pressure. We come against any spirit, every name, oh God, that has a name that's less than the name of Jesus Christ. We come against any spirit that comes to take us out of our optimal health, oh God. Anything that keeps us from being, oh God, completely usable for the kingdom, oh God. We renounce anything, oh God, that keeps us, oh God, from being at full service and full capacity, oh God, for our Lord and for our King. And oh Lord God, we just thank you right now, God, and we call everything, oh God, in our lives back into alignment in accordance to your word. We call our health, we call our finances, we call our relationships in the mighty name of Jesus. We speak life to every dead thing, everything the enemy has tried to rob, everything the enemy has tried to take, everything the enemy has tried to snatch from us. Father God, we commit that in 2021, Father God, we will stand and fight for those things which rightfully belong to us. And according to your word, oh God, you said health and prosperity belongs to me. Oh God, you said health and prosperity belongs to us, oh God. And we just bless your name, oh God, that everything we need that pertains to life and godliness belongs to us. And Father God, we come against, oh God, every robbing spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. And we call every area in our lives back in alignment, oh God, with your word. God, repair our finances, repair our relationships, repair, God, our health as we commit ourselves to being better stewards oh God, over our bodies and over our diets and oh God, over our overall well-being, oh God. Father, convict us, oh God, for what we're sitting before our eyes that's challenging our peace and our mental well-being, oh God. Father, we come against a spirit of stress. We come against a spirit of confusion. We come against any spirit, oh God, that will suppress us and oppress us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You told us, oh God, in Psalm number 91 and 13, that those who are planted in the house of our Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. You told us in Psalm number 1, that we are like trees planted by the rivers of waters who bring forth their fruit in their season, whose leaves never wither, and whatsoever we do, we prosper. Hallelujah. And Lord, in 2021, Father God, we commit ourselves, oh God, to walking in the fullness, dashadabo sanda, in the fullness, oh God, of your grace and your mercy and your power. Yeah. And Father, we don't stand around looking at 2021 like it's going to bring us something. But Father, we stand, oh God, at the walls of Jericho today. And Father, we stand with a commitment, oh God, to being obedient to what you have told us. That Father God, that as we're obedient to what we hear in our ears, Father God, walls are going to fall. Father God, victories are going to be ours. We're going to be overcomers, oh God, in accordance to our faith. Father, I see greatness in 2021. I see miracles in 2021. I see things that can't even be explained in 2021. But what I also see, God, is a requirement on your people to align ourselves up with your word and your spirit and to be obedient in more increasing measure in 2021 to be and to do that which God has called us to be and do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you in advance, oh Lord, for what's about to happen. We come into 2021 with a boldness. We come into this new year with a boldness. We rebuke, oh God, and rely on the enemy. Father, we don't rest in the hopes of man. We don't rest in the hopes of technology, God. We don't rest in what doctors say. We are putting our hope and our faith squarely, God, on the shoulders of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For the word declares, and our government, oh God, shall be upon his shoulders. He is, oh God, our Prince of Peace, oh God, and our bright and morning star. Father, we trust in Jesus. We trust in Jesus. We coming in 2021 walking with Jesus. We coming into this new year trusting in Jesus. We coming into this new year crying out to Jesus. We coming in 2021, oh God, walking in harmony with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And he said, greater works than these shall you do, oh Lord. And Father, we thank you for the greater works, oh Lord. And Father, even as we close, oh God, bless these who are on this call tonight. Lord God, you know what they're going through. You know what they're dealing with. You know, God, what's looming on the horizon of their tomorrow. But Father God, regardless, oh God, of what happens to us, through us, and around us, Father, we thank you tonight that we're saved. We thank you, oh Lord, that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And oh God, no matter how this thing turns out for us, it always ends well with our souls. We just thank you, oh God. We thank you, oh Lord, that we can rest in that eternal hope, oh God, that you said you'll never leave us, neither will you forsake us, oh God. And no matter what the storms may blow, no matter what life may bring us, Father God, we're safe and secure in your hands. You said, oh God, that what God has placed in your hand, God, that the devil and hell can't pluck it out. And we just thank you for that, oh Lord. And we just bless you for that, oh Lord. And we can face every storm, oh God, with a spirit of faith and a spirit of certainty. Oh God, that you will see us across. You will get us over. You will get us through. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. And we just bless you tonight. Thank you, oh God, for all that has happened, whether it look good, whether it look bad. We thank you, God. Thank you, oh God. We rejoice in every trial, every testing of our faith, oh God. We thank you for it. Because we couldn't be the people we are today, God. Oh God, without the good and the bad. We are a sum total of all of our experiences. And you know about them all. None of it surprised you. And so we just bless you tonight. We love you, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for keeping us. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for the people connected to this ministry. Thank you, oh God, for what this online church is about to do in 2021. Thank you, oh God, for new territories. Thank you, oh God, for new opportunities to serve. Thank you, oh God, for new opportunities to make an impact. Thank you, oh God, for new opportunities to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with those who don't know you. Oh God, we just love you and we bless you, oh God. And I speak your peace, oh God, over your people, oh Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And may the peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, oh God, the keeper of our souls, oh God, our Christ, our Redeemer, oh God, keep us, continue to smile upon us, and may his grace and his favor go before us. All that he has set both in our hearts and our minds to do for the glory of his kingdom. Let the saints of the Lord say amen and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.